From KCPW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While presidential candidate Mitt Romney enjoys what most pundits consider to be a superior debate performance this week, former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt is coordinating the complicated effort to have a team in place should Romney's campaign successfully lead him to the White House. And he certainly got his work cut out for him. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what are a few of the things that Leavitt has been up to in recent weeks as he leads this transition project?
Well, first off, this is one of those things you do, whether, you know, polls are good or bad. At some point, presidential candidates have to have somebody, you know, making sure they're getting ready to start from day one or even right out of the election to be ready to be president. And it's something you can't do in the short amount of time between the election and the inauguration. So Leavitt's actually been working on this for quite some time. He's actually stepped it up a little bit of late, which is including, you know, he's been on Capitol Hill meeting with some congressional leaders. He's setting up teams of a few people. Today I saw news that he has a foreign policy team in place to decide on how they should go after foreign policy, you know, if there is a President Romney or President-elect Romney. And that's these are really complicated ideas, because essentially Leavitt's job is to set up a government, at least the top branches of the government, should Romney become president. And we're talking anywhere from, who's in the White House, cabinet positions, sub-cabinet positions, and then what legislation they should approach, what executive orders they should do. So it's a big process.
And others that you talk to seem to have good things to say about the job Leavitt's doing in that regard?
Yeah, and I think a lot of Utahns will remember Leavitt. He's always been one of those, big thinking reputation guys who comes up with his own words sometimes when he wants to decide on something. This is a job that Leavitt seems pretty suited for. He worked in the Bush administration. He was a governor, so he's had some time where he's had to step up his own government too. Everyone really praised him as kind of the perfect guy for the situation. The other part is that he also knows Romney very well. They've worked together for more than a decade, so they're tight friends.
So, Thomas, let's turn to the big presidential race story of the week. Of course, the first debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney in Denver, Colorado. Maybe for the rest of this segment, I'll just pull a Jim Lehrer and let you ramble on for the next half an hour. Is that something?
Yeah, I was going to talk over you anyway, and just there's no time limit here, right? Because I'm just going to do what I want. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. I'll occasionally try to interrupt you if possible.
Well,
people on the left and right are mostly agreeing clearly that Romney came out on top from that debate. What do you think were his best moments?
It was interesting to see how Romney really found his moment there, his comfort zone. He was, that was, for some reason, he doesn't like big rallies. He may not be into town halls as much, but, on stage, mano a mano with the president, seemed to be, his spot. And Romney had some, really good zingers. I had a friend who said, you just don't pick winners and losers, you pick the losers. The status quo is not going to cut it for the American people. He talked about, Obama wanting to have trickle-down government.
Right.
He really did have some amazing lines that he seemed ready for. And on the other side, I think everyone seems to agree that it almost seemed like Obama would rather be at the dentist than on stage last night. He just didn't seem like he was distracted for some reason. And maybe it's a different thing. When you've been president for 3 years and 10 months, you don't expect that somebody's going to interrupt you very often. So that's probably part of it.
We should mention that one of the future presidential debates will be in more of a town hall format. Do people expect President Obama to perhaps be more comfortable in that setting?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the differences. Romney has appeared a little stiff in those kind of situations, and that's the big worry from the Romney people is that, when they come down to a town hall situation, that you find that's really where Obama shines, and Romney has to come off, walking around a stage, talking with a microphone with no podium, to be a little more comfortable, and, that's always the worry. However, Romney's obviously enjoying a pretty big high of the debate, so if polls start to match that, the whole news cycle changes a little bit. We get into more of a very difficult horse race for President Obama.
So, Thomas, you've covered presidential debates in person before. You covered the one this week from the comfort of your home there in Washington, D.C., watching on television like the vast majority of Americans. And it seems like the members of the press who covered the debate from home on TV actually had a far better experience and got to watch more of the debate than those who were actually there in Denver to cover the debate in person. How does this work?
Yeah, that's true. This is how it works every single time, and it's part of the reason I never really understood the idea of flying across the country and, you know, spending all my employer's money to go to a debate where you're literally stuck in another room watching it on TV. This is how they don't give you access to the debate hall. You know, the only people in there are like a few network TV anchors. That's about it. So you're really stuck just watching on a TV and paying $200 for internet and, you know, $30 for a boxed milk. So I didn't see that working out so well, and I think I had a much better time doing it from the comfort of my own couch.
At the end of the day, Thomas, we'll have to see which gets higher ratings, the real debates or the series of debates we'll certainly enjoy on Saturday Night Live.
I cannot wait for Saturday Night Live to do that. I'm wondering if they might have a stool in place of the president debating Romney.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks. Have a good weekend, Jeff.